Ukraine launched an attack against a radar system integral to the Russian early warning defense infrastructure sometime in the year 2002 or 2003. This action resulted in a period where the Russians were unable to monitor or track and able to monitor threats from specific directions.
I remember, yes.
The Ukrainians, as we remember, were celebrated enormously in the West, even though it was extremely dangerous and dangerous. They attacked the airfields using a combination of Russian strategic nuclear bombers and
drones.
That story. No one knows exactly how much was damaged. Therefore, the numbers were definitely lower than those reported in the West, but something has gone wrong. And so on. That means that Ukraine is carrying out attacks on the Russian nuclear facilities, specifically on the nuclear weapons. And Ukraine is not doing this without the green light from the West. Because it does not have the reconnaissance data for such a thing. Well, so, for that reason, Russia has altered its stance and stated that it now permits, even authorizes, a preemptive nuclear strike. This strike would... That is, the president, as the doctrine states, has the authority to order the preventive use of nuclear weapons in the event that he judges a strategic existential threat to Russia to be present. Such a threat, the doctrine clarifies, could stem from actions like these.
Then the Russians will die second, right?
Yes, but they are unwilling to die alone because the decisive blow, one that I previously described, the critical elements of the Russian military command and control infrastructure, ensuring the Russians lose the ability to detect incoming threats and effectively react, means the Russians will effectively react, means the Russians, they don't want that. Thus, that is to say, what the Russians practiced in this instance was exactly this scenario. The president orders the first strike.
No comment from whom?
Did you see anything? That was a week ago.
Never.